You know you love us.
Is it me? Okay.
Ooh.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of You Know You Love Us. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Tyler.
Well.
Well.
Come.
Come.
I'm coming in hot today, Tyler.
What?
I have to be transparent with the listeners.
Open the
door. Yeah.
Kick it down.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Downtown. And that's the energy.
What song is that?
Rain on, that was the bastardized version of Rain on My
Don't
Parade.
Tell me not to live. Yes. I listened to that song. No. Wait, what?
I said not by Lea Michele, not featuring Lea Michele.
Famously not featuring Lea Michele.
Only featuring Babs.
Anyway. Only featuring Babs. You know, let's talk about football. I fumbled the ball this week. Not really. I just had a really busy weekend and full transparency, didn't have time to take notes. So I said, Tyler, can we just do a coffee and kiki? Tyler graciously obliged.
Yes, please.
What we're doing today is a coffee and kiki. We're just going to catch up. We're going to vibe. And thank you all for understanding because I'm only human. Do you know that song?
Only human. Yes.
That
banger.
One that's like, I can do it.
I can breathe it.
Yeah.
Okay, two things. What did you think of the Super Bowl? Not two, just one.
Jake just sang along, which I need you to know.
Jake,
big
my
fan.
Gosh.
Thank you. What did I think of the Rihanna Bowl?
Yes, thank
you. I'm marrying a Chiefs fan, so I had a fun night.
I didn't know who was playing until legitimately I turned on the television.
Which, if I wasn't marrying someone who like whose entire family had like skin in the game,
right,
I wouldn't have given a fuck.
Right, of course. Love that for them then.
I thought Rihanna did incredible.
I don't know why people are acting like she didn't fucking eat.
They're
no
so stupid.
Crumbs. They're like, it was boring. I'm like, it.
Okay, sorry. I'll keep my hot take. You keep going.
No.
Like, it sounds like we're gonna say the same thing because I'm just like, I never thought of Rihanna as like a Janet Jackson level dancer. I always think of her as someone who's just like a viber, like she vibes and she just has this like aura of like cool girl badassery that like is just unfucking touchable. So
what she did is
like literally what I expected.
Same.
The dancer is fucking smashed. Her outfit was incredible. She looked so fucking cool. The like power in her eyes. She has so many bangers. So like the one thing that stung was I thought she was going to sing Birthday Cake.
I saw and I gagged. That is my favorite Rihanna song of all time.
I literally thought there was going to be like a full like, you want that cake.
And I was like, and
then it was a fake out. Yeah.
Okay.
Which was a bummer, but that's my only note. And when you have that many bangers that we're all obsessed with, like how do you even put together a set list? You only have like 12 minutes to work with. I thought she did amazing. And I loved the set because it reminded me of Super Smash Brothers for the platforms, which I loved.
Yes, totally agree. I have realized that my greatest pet peeve with humanity is that no one can just like enjoy shit.
No one.
Like, especially not women performing at the Super Bowl. And I think everyone should examine that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, the fact that her catalog is so fucking immense, she didn't need to bring out anyone.
Mm-mm.
She didn't need it. Not saying like Beyonce needed to, but you know, I'm like, she didn't need to. Like, she was more than enough. The fucking artistry of the set and the dancers blew. I was like, that fucking Super Bowl audience does not deserve this.
No.
Like, it is artistry. Those dancers were fucking unbelievable.
Insane.
They were incredible. I was like, give me that puffy jacket. I want to wear what Rihanna's wearing.
Same.
The Fenty makeup product placement in the middle of her set, I screamed. I was like, that is power. That is power. I'm
Mother's
a billionaire.
Entrepreneur. Yeah.
Yes, I'm a self-made billionaire. I'm going to fucking blot my face with my own fucking product. Incredible. I thought she ate. I absolutely loved it. Also, like, to do that not while pregnant, insane. Doing it and revealing a pregnancy, you cannot get more powerful, feminine, badass witchery energy than that.
It I have
and
chills.
To twerk while pregnant. And yeah. I was like, oh, I just, it was amazing.
On a floating platform yes. in the sky. Are you kidding? Yes. I mean, had truly. Vertigo, like same. Imagining it.
Same.
But I was like,
high. She was flying high.
She was up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She slayed. I thought it was
I
great.
Keep thinking of the expression, like, you don't put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini, meaning like, if something yes. is like fucking perfect, you don't need to put a bunch of frills exactly. on it. It was simple. It was clean. Don't put a hat on a hat, babe. It was mm-hmm. simple. It was clean. It was what she does best. I had a good time.
Yes.
I was watching it thinking, okay, I love the Super Bowl. And my friends and I were like joking and we were like, America is the greatest country in the world. Oh we live God. In the greatest place.
Oh my gosh.
But Rihanna made me feel like a patriot for those 12 minutes.
I mean, she's just great. She's really flawless and like an icon and, you know, is nominated for a fucking Oscar. Like, she's just fucking amazing. Like, she's amazing. She's amazing. She does not miss and she doesn't need to try. Like, that's every single song she performed. I was like, fuck, remember that? Like, she owned the early aughts.
100%.
Until truly, I mean, she's owned like 20 years of music. Like, she, every single thing she puts out is a banger. And I just really loved it. I thought it was great.
I did too. I really did. Remember the Super Bowl where Adam Levine's disgusting, sweaty, white boy ass was gyrating up on that stage?
No.
And people didn't seem to complain about that.
No one complained. No one, I was like, oh, people are mad because she was twerking while she was pregnant? Like, big fucking
that is
shocker.
Wait, I didn't know anyone's. Are you fucking serious?
Of course. Yes,
I'm going to set myself on fire. That is so fucking insane.
They're like, this was so unsafe. I was like, weird. You certainly have a lot of shit to say about hot women of color, like, and what they do with their bodies in the Super Bowl.
Literally, Beyonce, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Beyonce, fucking, remember, like, J-Lo.
J-Lo, Shakira.
And
Shakira, yeah.
And everyone was like, how dare you strip? I was like, because you're fucking jelly beans. Like, we could never dare to be 50 years old and be that fucking hot and that fucking confident. That is icon only behavior.
Yeah.
It's all just old white women being fucking jealous. That's all.
Like, onesie, sit, please. Sit down. Shut up.
There was really the only commercial I saw, no one's surprised, is the Disney 100 commercial, which if you haven't seen, I'll send it to you.
I missed it. I have to be honest.
You're going to cry. It's so. You're going to cry. It's so beautiful and so moving, literally tearing up. It's just like how the fans are the magic, and it's just, it's beautifully, beautifully executed. And I was like, oh, of course, you're going to make us weep, weep. And I fully did. It was really good.
You know what commercial I thought was fucking weird, but I didn't forget it. So maybe it was a good commercial.
Uh-huh.
John Hamm and Brie Larson and a jar of mayonnaise and Pete Davidson putting them in a panini and eating them.
I didn't see that. That's weird.
It was really fucking weird. And then they were like, you didn't eat us. Just kidding. We're here at the party with you. They were like standing in a refrigerator with a jar of mayonnaise.
So, okay.
I don't need it.
I don't need it. I like the Clueless one. That was cute.
Oh my God. So fun. Rakuten.
They both look great.
Yeah.
They both are great.
Snatched.
Jennifer Coolidge. I said, damn, someone really, I forgot what. Oh, it was for Elf makeup. And I was you shelled out so much fucking money for Jennifer.
I didn't see this commercial. I have to go back and watch it. I was distracted, y'all. I have to be honest.
Listen, I only saw like 4 commercials and that was one of them.
And you missed the mayonnaise ones.
And
so
I missed the
priorities, I guess, Tyler. I got an Elf eyeshadow over the weekend. I went to Ulta on Friday night. I was like, just got paid. Mm-hmm. Friday night.
Ooh, also, I was better, like, nothing better.
I was like, I deserve a little cheat. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to go to Ulta because I really want bouncy 90s model hair like a year after everyone else. But I don't want, I cannot rationalize buying a shark, not even with a payment plan. I just can't.
You mean a Dyson?
or the Shark Airwrap, either one.
Yes.
And so I was like, I'm just going to get some Conair hot rollers, old school. It'll do it. But they didn't have them Elta. I've heard they're fine.
They're great. That's what I used to do with my hair all the time, circa the 90s, you know?
They didn't have them, but I was like, I'm already at Ulta, so I'm just going to like tinker around.
Right.
And I found this e.l.f. eyeshadow that is a cream eyeshadow, and it was in this lavender color for $5.
It looked amazing.
Thank you.
Oh my God, Hannah, that look was stellar.
Thank you. I felt like a sugar plum fairy princess when I put it on. Amazing. And I'm just saying, everyone, run, do not walk to your local Ulta and get this e.l.f. eyeshadow because they had a lot of different colors and it stayed on all night. And it was, I applied it with my finger. It was so easy to use. And it just really like, I was like, oh, I want to have more fun with colored eyeshadows, especially the cheap ones. Yes. If I'm not spending $30 on an eyeshadow,
who cares?
Why not?
Off. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. No taken.
Wait, Valentine's Day is your favorite holiday. What have you done/are you doing for it?
We did. So I'm filming something very low key, not important on
Secret
the
project.
15th. No, not at all. Just my like infomercial, like teleprompting stuff that I do.
Amazing.
And so I was like, well, I don't really want to like go hard the night before, 'cause then I'll feel like filled with salt. So we always do pizza and champagne. That's my like favorite thing to do.
Amazing.
So we went ahead and got our heart-shaped pizza from Lou Malnati's. And then we also went to Jenny's, went on a little ice cream date on Saturday, and then watched the new Reese and Ashton movie, which we discussed via text.
I feel like we have to unpack it further, but keep going.
We have to unpack it. But yes. And then I'm making cookies tonight. Cute. Which I'm really excited about.
What kind?
Just a classic sugar cookie, and then I decorate them.
Oh, delicious. Sounds really nice.
So yeah, that'll be fun. And then we always have donuts the day of. Like we'll always get Do Right donuts delivered in the morning.
Do you like Postmates them?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about getting donuts delivered on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's my favorite. Anytime there's like a day, like Jeff's birthday, we usually do it. My birthday, I usually do it because there isn't a Do Right near us, and it's my favorite donut in the city. There's one in Wrigley. So it's really cute.
How fun is that?
Yes. So yeah, I love that. We usually don't do gifts, and especially since we just went to Disney. I was like, I got a lightsaber. That was all the gift I needed.
Yeah.
But yeah, very exciting. And I want to hear about your date. Y'all went out on Saturday, right? Is that Saturday?
Yes. And I'm cracking my knuckles here, okay?
Okay, yeah.
We went to a restaurant here in LA called République.
République.
Yeah. République. Bonjour Céline. Bonjour Etienne.
Bonjour Etienne.
You know those like training tapes? Have we talked about this?
Yes. Oh my God. I was obsessed with him. Bonjour. Je m'appelle Phil.
Bonjour. Oh, ouais. Je vais en bibliothèque. They were always so soft spoken. I was like, where are the loud people in France?
Bonjour. Yeah. Maybe no one yells in France.
No one. Yeah. I can't. I'll be kicked out if I ever visit. Anyways. We went to this restaurant. I staged there as a food runner in 2019. I was extremely broke at the time. And I went into it being like, either way, I will make $60 because I make hourly for staging. So like either way, this is not a waste of a Friday night. Okay.
Right.
I did not get the job as a food runner. And I remember like thinking I did everything right. I literally think it was just not a personality fit because everyone at that restaurant was so fucking pretentious. I could not even deal.
Yeah, you're too cool. Like you're too cool and fun, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
know, I bet you're right. It was not the vibe.
It was giving it like Elle Woods at Harvard. Like,
yes.
We're both Gemini vegetarians.
Always.
Yes, it always is. So, but it was so beautiful, the setting. And I remember the food looked so good. So I always dreamed of like going back there and just being able to eat as like a customer.
Yes.
So Jake and I also don't really do gifts, but we like doing a nice dinner, like having an experience together.
That's so fun.
So I like made the reservation, planned the whole thing and was like really excited. We get there and honestly, underwhelming. The food, of course, blew my mind. But the environment was so stuffy. Like this, like three different people came to our table throughout the night. I was like, I don't know who my fucking server is. I asked for a recommendation of wine by the glass. I described what I liked. And the server was just like, I mean, our whole wine list is designed to pair with our dishes. So What does that have to do with anything? I just asked you which one fits this profile.
Okay.
It was giving Pretty Woman, I've Got Money to Spend in
yes,
here.
Okay? Yes. It was a big mistake. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we were like, okay, cool. We'll just do like the baguette and like two entrees. And the server was like, I mean, those are really small. Like, are you sure you don't want like vegetables, salad? We were right. like, no, I think we're good. And they were like, are you sure? Okay. And I felt like they were like judging the way we ordered. And I was like, no, I don't want your boring $24 Green Goddess salad. Okay. Let me live. I was like, no, we literally just want carbs. And meat.
Yes. So let us order. Fuck off.
Yeah. Literally fuck off. And yeah, the vibes were weird. And it was the kind of place where like no one said at the beginning, like, oh, and just so you know, when you order, you have to order everything at once because that's how our kitchen works. So like we're like halfway through ordering and the server was like, I need you to order everything at once, but I can give you more time. And we were like, okay. Like I felt like I was being graded.
That's so late. I hate that. When you feel like it's like, oh, how dare you not know how this restaurant works that you've never been to before.
Literally, like take the stick out of your butt and relax. It's going to be okay. It's food. Yeah. No one's doing, you know, neurosurgery up in here.
Right.
I would. And this is why I love ordering McDonald's and eating it at my house. And also this is why the hole in the wall places that are owned by sweet families. Yeah. Are always not only better food, but better vibes because better there's vibes. A human being behind it who gives a shit about people having a nice time. 100%. And as someone who worked in hospitality for 10 years, I'm like, what is the point of this business if not to make sure people have a good time?
100p. It's you know? True. It's true. So, I'm sorry. That's annoying.
Ugh. It was annoying. But, you know, I looked amazing. I got to come in and be like, oh my God, so funny. I didn't get the job as a food runner and now I get to be a customer, which was a cool little petty wish fulfillment for me. Yeah.
That feels great.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Love that. Reese and Ashton, your place or mine?
You liked it. I hated it.
And I, to be fair, I am not a writer. When my friends who are writers dislike something, I'm like, I have no judgment of writing. True. I mean, unless it was the Lindsay Lohan movie, of which I was like, this is fucking terrible.
Yes.
But I loved it because it was insane. You know, like it was terrible. I think I loved it because I've never cared about Ashton Kutcher until literally that film where he looked quite hot.
He was giving Daddy Kutcher.
He was giving Daddy Kutcher. Also, I love Reese Witherspoon. And I am completely, like, seeing her in a film obscures any faults for me. I'm like, I love you.
Fair.
And then I just sit back. But I'm bad. I'm so bad at being judgmental about things. I'm just always like, wee, unless I'm like, oh, no.
Tyler, you should let the joy wash over you. You did nothing wrong. I'm honestly jealous that I didn't have the experience you had with this film.
I think I just like needed it. But in our text, to be fair, you're like, oh, right. I always like compare everything to my best friend's wedding and not Something's Gotta Give.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. And I'm like, of course you do, because those are the best rom-coms of all time. I feel like I have not seen a rom-com that I even moderately enjoyed in the past 5 years. So this was nice for me. I enjoyed
it. Yeah.
Nothing
had a nice
happened,
time.
Though. Nothing happened. It was so slow.
There was like little to no plot.
Yes.
There was no stakes of like, is she going to end up with the other guy? Like, no. It was a one and done.
Yeah.
And they barely got in a fight for 30 seconds and then ended up together. Spoiler alert. The other thing that bothered me, and this was, okay, I have a couple thoughts. Okay. First of all, Reese has been nominated for an Oscar multiple times. Yes. Reese can act, okay?
Yes.
Reese phones it in for these things, I think. I mean, like, we saw her in Big Little Lies. She has firecracker in there.
Oh, my God.
But for this, she was like, okay. It was giving, like, Lizzie McGuire to me.
I get that. I respect that. Mm-hmm.
And I also just don't really buy her as this like free spirited, like LA, mom.
No,
I was like, it should have been like Kate Hudson. She's too buttoned up. She was perfect in Big Little Lies because she was the scrappy, chic little mom. That's like, you're not going to yell at my kid kind of vibes.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so that's not on her. That's casting. Okay.
Fair.
Writing, I had questions. And then also, I'm so sorry, Tyler. You are allowed to love this movie. I'm not trying to like.
Why? I don't feel like you are. You're not. See, I'm that's passionate. What I love. I'm like, no, tell me why you didn't like it. Because then I'll be like, oh, right. That was bad.
I thought it was weird in the first few moments when it's like a flashback and they're hooking up.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it have just been 2005 or whatever year it was supposed to be. Instead, they did an arrow pointing to his wallet chain and wrote wallet chain. And then they did an arrow pointing to her hair and it was like flat ironed hair. Yeah. And then in the end, it did an arrow that was like 10 minutes later. And like everything was okay in the end. This weird like editing with the text being like, show me, don't tell me.
Okay, fair. I thought it was a cute device, but they dropped it immediately and then it didn't come back until the very end. And that's I said, fair. No, if you had done it all the way through like a, you know, like a behind the music, you know, VH1 video, that could have been really cute.
Could have been fun.
But no, that did bother me that it was not utilized properly.
Yeah, because it's just like, if it's not consistent, it comes off as just then like, what?
Then what are we doing?
What are we 100, doing?
100.
Speaking of things I'm passionate about.
Yes.
Melissa McCarthy was in a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't see
with
it.
Her Sorry, fucking story. Husband.
Oh my God. You are giving like Renata from Big Little Lies energy today.
God, thank you.
I mean that, you know, that's the highest compliment I could pay anyone.
Live, laugh, love me some unhinged Renata.
I'm so sorry that they upset you so much. I understand that it is weird. It is odd. They do seem, I hear your argument. I'm like, you're right. They kind of only do stuff together, which like is kind of weird.
It's giving codependent. It's giving control issues. Can you imagine if you booked a show out of state and you were like, well, you're going to put Jeff in that show too?
I mean, no.
like literally it's part of your contract. Like, and Jeff will also be in the show.
I think people do that. Which
I think it's freakish behavior.
Yeah. I'm also like, it's great if it happens accidentally. Like that would be our dream. But like, what? Yeah. I think it's kookaloo.
And I posted about it to my story because I was passing it. Mm-hmm. And many people replied or if not, liked it. So I'm not alone in saying,
no, you're not.
Melissa. Melissa, you're a powerhouse queen. It's okay to be a powerhouse queen away from your husband. And I think I've made this analogy before, but I feel like my feelings about it is like in that early episode of Roni when Ramona thinks it's going to be a girls' night and then Alex brings Simon.
Yes.
And Ramona has a hissy fit.
Yes. But the only time I've ever actually understood anything Ramona said is that.
Yes. Because it does change the energy when you're that person who has to bring your spouse with you.
It changes what I wear. Yes.
Literally.
I'm like, yeah, I don't like it. Yeah,
I need to mentally prepare. Yeah. It just like throws off the balance. And so I'm just like, oh, I'm going to get to hang out with Melissa McCarthy through my TV. How fun. Oh, she brought her fucking husband again. I want alone time with her. Just the two of us.
Yeah, just the two of us. Melissa.
I'd like a word.
I'd like a word, sir. I don't even know his name.
Yeah, I think it's Ben something.
Ben.
They did it in Bridesmaids, and it was cute. Okay,
that was funny. They did,
it was funny
that
and
was
cute.
Great. Yeah,
and then they never dropped the bit.
They never stopped.
And now there's blood coming out of my ear, and I don't know why. That's the level of rage I feel.
I get it. Wait, unrelated to rage, but I did just realize that we are doing the literal inverse of the trips we just went on, in that you are going to, well, Disneyland,
yeah,
and I am going to New York. Literally the
huge inverse. Fucking slay, Tyler.
Yeah, what a slay for us. No, it'll be fun. I'm staying with May, seeing my friends in plays.
Hell yeah.
And that's it. It'll be great.
It's gonna be so fun seeing your friends in plays. What a treat.
That's gonna be wild, man. Like, I can't believe.
I'm
like,
what are you seeing?
Beautiful Noise. Friend of the pod, Brie, is in that. The Neil Diamond musical. And then I'm seeing Leopoldstadt. Friend of the pod, not listener of the pod, Javid Balaban is in that. So, and he's fucking going sick. On. He's going on for someone he's covering for. So I'll get to see him in a really big role, which is
great. Oh my God, incredible.
I also thought of you. I was like, oh my God, when I'm in New York, I need to film a video for Janet. Say, Marty. I was like, we haven't said Marty in so long.
Oh.
Hey, fuck you.
Believe me. Fuck you.
Have you seen Tar?
No. I'm not interested in Kate Blanchett's Doc Brown hair while she conducts.
Fair.
What? Okay, she's really good. Hot, should though. I see it? Oh,
I. Yeah.
Does she have like toxic, like douchey energy?
Yeah.
Oh, that does. I mean, get
second bleep, please. But truly, I mean, it is worth. It is worth her performance for sure.
Okay. Okay. I'll watch it.
But do it on a very chill day. It's not like, I'm going to watch a film that's going to like be big and brat. It's like, it is a steady, slow. It's to me, I was like, you're watching this to see her act. Like, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
You know,
she's one of those people that's always described as a tour de force. I always wanted to be described as a tour de force as an actor.
Me too.
By like, Hannah Brown is a tour de force. Yeah,
I know. This is why I want the pull quote to be in 2023.
Okay. Tyler Meredith is mother to us. She ate, no crumbs left.
Oh my God. Did you see
tiny sentences?
I would love a reporter, like a critic who left.
Chris Jones.
Yes.
Chris Jones said she ate.
She left no crumbs. Tyler Meredith is mother. Did you see that video of Sarah Michelle Gellar like at some panel and people were just screaming mother at her?
No, that's iconic though.
And she basically like, they were like, how do you feel about being like a gay icon? And she was just like, oh my God, like I am so honored that the gay community, like LGBTQ plus community, like loves me.
We do. Listen.
Yeah.
There are a lot of mothers, it seems.
How blessed to have so many mothers.
To have so many mamas.
I think about the Peter Pan song that's like, we have a mother. Yes, we have a mother.
Okay, I was obsessed with Mary Martin's version.
Same.
I was like, that was definitely part of my sexual awakening. I was like, who is this androgynous person who flies?
I'm confused.
I want to be her and date her. Yeah.
No, it's a complex feeling.
It is.
I still unpack those feelings as an adult. I'm like, how am I feeling?
Listen,
is my fanny like, fluttering because I want to be her that much or because there's something else there? You know?
Fanny fluttering, yes.
Sometimes your fanny just starts fluttering and you got to unpack that, you know?
Oh my gosh. Oh, I needed that. I needed the gigs.
Me too. What a fun little kiki we had.
Fenty product plug, just like Rihanna.
I want that. I feel like you've plugged that to me before. It's a lip balm, y'all, and it's a big tube. I love thick tube.
It's called Plush Puddin'.
I'm obsessed.
Mm-hmm. It always sells out because it's everything. Yeah.
Well, Tyler.
Hannah, this was delightful.
Thank you so much for indulging me.
Thank you for indulging me. Listen, we're just out here living the lives. And listeners, we aren't exactly sure about what's happening scheduling-wise with next week because having to travel and ETC, we will keep y'all posted as always.
Yeah.
Hannah, where can our amazing listeners find you?
Oh my gosh, y'all can follow me at Hannah A. Brown on Instagram and Twitter, Hannah A. Brown 0 on the Tiki Talkies. And Tyler, where can our amazing listeners find you?
OMG, thanks, Han. Y'all can find me at Tyler McMeredith on the Instagrams or Tyler McMeredith on the Tiki Talkies.
Well,
we'll see you next week on
You Know.